You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Harmony Gold provided us with their full year results today as well for the year ended 30 June 2024. I'm joined on the line by Harmony's Financial Director, Boipelo Lekubo, to take a look at the numbers and make sense of the performance. Good evening, Boipelo. Thanks so much for taking the time. Strong performance from the group, strong gold prices obviously benefiting the business. How do you reflect on the period?
Thank you for having me. Yes, no, absolutely. We've delivered quite an exceptional performance and really combined performance across all our operations. And on the back of strong operational metrics, which included our grade, cost management, as well as the increase in production. So that has all resulted in an expansion in our operating free cash flow margins and improved productivity. So really our ongoing investment in our quality ounces is delivering the desired results that we are seeking in improving our, and improved cash certainty.
Boipelo, obviously, as you mentioned, that cash flow increasing by more than 100% up around to 12 billion rand, but also the headline earnings per share increasing by quite a significant margin there as well. How much of the tailwinds were as a result of that stronger gold price, and how much of it was just as a result of a more efficient operational year from you and the team?
Yeah, so I think maybe if we look at it from a revenue perspective, that recorded a 25% increase year on year. And really, as a result of the higher recovered grades, as I mentioned, so and the 16% increase in the average gold price received. So I'd say, yes, the higher gold price did help. But on the back of also our operational efficiency, and more significantly at our higher grade assets being Mponeng and Moab-Khatsong, as well as the strong delivery from our Hidden Valley operations.
Boipelo, the business has also been seeing some interesting results from the copper business that you have going on. How are you feeling about that at the moment? I mean, copper prices are certainly softer than where they were this time last year, but nonetheless, copper space is still quite an interesting market. Is it something that the Harmony team is looking at and saying perhaps in future we might even go a little deeper into that?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, what we have is the Eva Copper Project. So we are currently busy updating that feasibility study. So that is well underway. So since the acquisition, we have about 82,000 meters that we've drilled to grow the project's resource base. And we've significantly de-risked this project to enhance the confidence in our resource estimates. So we should probably have an FID decision, that's a final investment decision, by June of next year, after which then we'll come to the market just to share the results of that feasibility study. But I mean, currently what we've got declared in our mineral resources for Eva Copper is around 366 million tons. That's of copper. We're quite really excited. Obviously, the copper story has gained momentum over time. That speaks well for us.
Boipelo, the all-in sustained costs for the operations for the year was a little on the higher side when we look at the rand value of that, but obviously that would have been affected by the exchange rate. Is the sustained cost of around $1,500 per ounce a comfortable kind of area to play in, understanding that the gold price, while it is high at the moment, it could still come back down in months to come? Is where the all-in sustained costs sitting at the moment just a fairly comfortable spot from a margin perspective?
Yeah, so I mean, our costs are quite well contained and predictable and actively managed, that is. So in US dollar terms, that all-in sustaining cost did decrease by 4% to the $1,500 an ounce that you mentioned. And that was really mainly as a result of the higher recovered grades, alongside that 5% depreciation in the average exchange rate. So we do as well have the higher byproduct credits from silver and uranium. So that provides a further offset to those costs per unit. But all in all, I mean, we have guided. What we do is guide in rand per kilogram terms, so not necessarily in dollar terms, just simply due to the fact that obviously, the rand would either appreciate or depreciate, whichever way it does.
Speaking of guidance, the guidance for production going into the new year, is that influenced by anything that's happening at the moment? I mean, the market has kind of definitely stabilized and come around from where it was, say, perhaps one or two financial years ago. And that's obviously a good thing for your mining operations. From a guidance perspective going forward, is this kind of something that you're saying, we're going to stick around this 1.4 million to 1.5 million ounces? We're kind of happy here. We're not going to look to do anything too crazy at this point.
Yes. So, I mean, as you saw, our year-on-year production guidance is between the 1.4 to 1.5. And then more particularly on the all-in sustaining cost, we're saying between 1,020,000 rand a kilogram and 1,100,000 rand a kilogram. So we are quite conservative in our planning assumptions. And it should be noted that much of that performance for this year was really an overachievement on our Hidden Valley operation, as well as Mineway Solutions and Mponeng. And that was particularly on the back of the higher grades. So our guidance at other operations has remained largely unchanged. But we do expect from Doornkop that mine plan will be revised. So all in all, I think we're quite confident in what we've guided.
Wipila, before I let you go, I want to take a look at just how the market has reacted to the news that was delivered today. The share price coming off some 6% at some stage, and the highest of dividends that you have previously put out, but still a strong dividend nonetheless. Do you think the market reacted a bit harshly around just the numbers, given that the performance was such a strong performance?
Yeah, I wouldn't say they reacted harshly. Perhaps maybe, you know, as the market opened, there was a bit of profit taking. With regards to the dividend, I mean, our dividend is consistent. It's fairly well understood. So we return 20% of free cash to the market. The market is well aware that we're in quite a high capex phase, you know, going forward. And with Eva Copper as well coming on stream, as I mentioned, FID next year, June, that does also present, you know, quite significant capital just on that project build. So from a balance sheet perspective, it's important that we retain that flexibility. We are sitting, yes, in a comfortable position from a net cash perspective. However, yeah, I think it was prudent for us to keep the dividend as it was until we can at least provide the market with certainty as to what that capital looks like for Eva, as well as what the funding thereof looks like.
It's just smart capital deployment. That's all it comes down to. Thank you so much, Wipila, for the insights and for the time. Wipila Lekubo, Financial Director at Harmony Gold, on the strong year that they had and where they are strategically focusing the business to keep on doing well.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.